Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mohapatra. Today is Thursday, 22nd of June, and here are the top global cues and stocks to watch out for in today's trading session. The market is likely to open marginally lower today as the SGX Nifty indicates a negative start for the broader index after opening the session at 18,875 points. SGX futures touched a high of 18,915 in early trade on 22nd of June. On Wednesday, the BSE Sensex hit its highest level ever of 63,588 intraday before closing the session with a 195-point gain at 63,523, while the Nifty 50 climbed 40 points to 18,857. The pivot point calculator suggests that Nifty may get support at 18,812, followed by 18,792. In case of upside, 18,873 can be the key resistance area for the index and then 18,893. US markets. Stock futures were flat in overnight trading on Wednesday after the market suffered three consecutive days of declines as the tech-powered rally faded. Futures on the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 23 points or 0.07%, S&P 500 futures inched up only by 0.05% and Nasdaq futures were little changed. The rally appeared to decelerate this week as all three major averages fell 3 days in a row in normal trading session. The S&P 500 slid 0.5% on Wednesday, marking its worst daily performance in June. The equity benchmark is now down 1% week to date, on pace to break a 5-week winning streak. The tech-heavy Nasdaq fell 1.2%, suffering its worst daily performance since 7th of June. Big winner in artificial intelligence, AMD, dropped 5.7%, while Intel retreated 6%. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.3%. Wednesday's decline came as Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said more rate hikes are likely ahead to combat inflation, pouring cold water on investors who had hoped that the central bank was close to the end of its tightening cycle. European markets. European markets lost ground in Wednesday trade after UK inflation data came in higher than expected. The pan-European Stock 600 index closed 0.5% lower with almost all sectors in negative territory. Tech stocks led losses down 1.6% amid continued concerns over global growth. Meanwhile, mining stocks fell 1.5%. Autos dropped 0.6% despite strong new car registration data as oil and gas saw a 1% uptick. FTSE closed 0.13% lower at 7,559 points. DAX closed 0.55% lower at 16,023 points. Asia markets. Asia-Pacific markets were largely flat after the US Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell forecast more rate hikes this year, saying that the process of getting back down to 2% inflation level has a long way to go. In Japan, the Nikkei climbed 0.19% to extend its gains from Wednesday, while the Topix was up just 0.6%. South Korea's KOSPI was up 0.2% and the KOSDAQ was 0.25% up. Meanwhile, Australia's S&P ASX 200 saw a loss of 0.65% after Powell's statements. Elsewhere, markets in Hong Kong and mainland China as well as Taiwan are closed for a holiday today. TCS bags $1 billion deal. IT services giant Tata Consultancy Services will be in focus in today's trading session. The company has announced the expansion of its partnership with National Employment Savings Trust, which is UK's largest workplace pension scheme. The deal is worth $1 billion over an initial tenure of 10 years. The company will digitally transform the firm's administration services to deliver enhanced member experiences. The total maximum estimated value of the contract, if extended to the entirety of its 18-year tenure, will be around $1.9 billion. This is certainly good news for the stock as IT sector has been under selling pressure on concerns over slowing client spends and deal wins. HMA Agro Industries IPO receives 55% subscription on day 2. The initial public offering of HMA Agro Industries saw 50% overall subscription on day 2, that is 21st of June. Investors have put in bids for 33.56 lakh equity shares against an IPO size of 60.5 lakh shares. Retail investors have bought 38% shares of the allotted quota, while high net worth individuals have bid 1.2 times the reserved portion. Today is the third and final day of bidding. Delivery block deal. Global private equity firm Carlyle is planning to sell a stake of 2.53% it holds in the Gurugram-based logistics startup Delhivery in a block deal today. Sources have told CNBC Awaaz that the deal size will be around 1.84 crore shares amounting to $86 billion, adding that the base price is likely to be 385.5 rupees per share. This would mark a minuscule discount as against the current market price. After the block, Carlyle will completely exit the company. Oil prices. Oil prices gained $1 a barrel on Wednesday as U.S. corn and soybean prices raced to multi-month highs, raising expectations that crop shortfalls around the globe could lower biofuels blending and increase oil demand. Brent futures rose $1.22 to settle at $77.12 a barrel, while the U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures rose $1.3 to settle at $72.53 a barrel. Both contracts hit two-week highs earlier in the session. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors bought shares worth 4,013 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors purchased shares worth 550 crore rupees on 21st of June, according to provisional data from the National Stock Exchange. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Rohit Srivastava of IndiaCharts.com, who shares his levels for the rupee. Let's listen in.
So Bank Nifty has actually been leading from the front. So in that sense, Bank Nifty has surpassed its the highs that it made in 21 and also made in 22, which the Nifty has not yet done. So have the mid-cap indices. So in that sense, the broad market and various sector indices are actually showing that more than the Nifty itself. So in other words, the large caps are actually lagging behind the market as a whole and reflecting that strength which we are talking about. When you get broad participation, that is actually a good thing. In fact, that was the main issue people were raising with US equities, which is now starting to show broad participation. But in India, we have seen broad participation, and even more so from the March 23 lows, stocks that had been battered for the last 2 years have started to perform. So that's also a sign that most of the selling there is complete and the worst is over. So those are definitely supporting the idea. When we think of new sector leadership, I think when we say it's a third wave, that doesn't come in the idea that there will be change in leadership. That change has happened in 2020 itself.
Okay.
So between 2020 and 21, we saw leadership change from the last 10 years. So what worked in the last 10 years? It was IT, it was a lot of defensive sectors, FMCG, pharma, whatever, and BFSI, right? So that was your leadership. Now, the emerging leadership in this cycle is in places like power, manufacturing, defense. Now, in any bull market, it is unfair to say that all sectors will not participate. So, will reality also participate? Possibly, yes. Infrastructure, possibly, yes. But will reality give you the same kind of returns that it did in the previous cycle from 2003 to 2008?
Yeah.
That may or may not necessarily be the case. So, I think what we do in this scenario is we look for where the leadership changes already happened in the shift from 2020 onwards based on what was happening in the prior period. And in that, we can see leadership in various manufacturing and other industries, capital goods, for example.
Hmm.
So then those go on top of the list. Whatever has done very well between 2020 and 23, the best performers will remain the best performers and you stay with that.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.